You're listening to KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. This is Lily Haight telling you what's new in this week's Port Townsend Leader. As of March 10th, there were 265 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Washington, with a total of 24 deaths in the state. Jefferson Healthcare has opened a special respiratory evaluation clinic to evaluate people who have fevers and flu-like symptoms, according to Tom Locke, Jefferson County's public health officer. The hospital has the ability to take swabs and send samples to the University of Washington's testing lab to see if a patient has the coronavirus. Locke said 8 tests have already come back negative. The department is waiting for the results of 16 more. Results of tests are phoned to health officials in Jefferson County in about 24 hours, he said. Airplane mechanics at Tailspin Tommy's are finishing up an 8-month maintenance project on a 1930s Lockheed 12A Electra Jr. The plane is unique not only because there are so few similar models made, but also because it was operated as a spy plane during World War II. Its first owner, Australian photographer Sidney Cotton, bought the plane in the 1930s and installed secret compartments so he could hide cameras to take aerial shots of enemy troops. He was hired by the MI6 and posed as a film producer, businessman, or archaeologist while flying to Germany, Sicily, Cairo, Malta, and Libya before the beginning of World War II. The plane was the last civilian flight out of Berlin before Hitler invaded Poland. Now, it sits at Jefferson County's International Airport, while Tailspin Tommy's mechanics finish up their alterations. It will soon fly south to California before heading to France to be on display in a museum. The Jefferson County International Airport will be closed to all flight operations for 6 weeks starting May 4th. Construction on the runway rehabilitation project will last through June 14th. The Port of Port Townsend's approximately $4 million project is funded primarily through a grant from the Federal Aviation Administration, with additional funding from the Washington Department of Transportation. Construction crews will remove the entirety of the old runway surface, repave it, and replace the runway lighting within 6 weeks, rendering it unusable for pilots during that time. Glamping will be offered at Fort Worden starting in June. Unlike the more rustic camping that previous generations grew up with, glamping, or glamorous camping, offers upscale accommodations to those interested in getting back to nature. In the case of Fort Worden's 19 planned glamping sites, this means permanently erected tents covering roughly 2,400 square feet each, sustainable hardwood floors, and water, sewer, and electrical lines, although only 15 of the 19 sites will come equipped with actual bathrooms. 2 of the sites will be ADA accessible. Each tent includes a deck complete with a great view, as well as a futon and table inside where guests can socialize and relax, a queen-size bed and furniture where they can store their clothes. The fort will also provide catered meals to individual campers that they can cook at their tents. Wave Cable's false alert remains a mystery after a confusing message aired again on March 2nd. A residual message left over from the false Wave Cable alert that was broadcast to 3,000 Port Townsend televisions on February 20th went over the airwaves last week. Port Townsend resident Susan Fox, who witnessed what she described as the bizarre February 20th broadcast, was watching TV around 1 p.m. on March 2nd when another alert using the same messaging as the first came across her TV. A Wave broadband spokesperson described the message as residual from the first event and said it came on during a legitimate emergency alert test. Action was immediately taken to remove the message, and it will not appear in the future, he said. The spokesperson said Wave is working with the appropriate authorities regarding the incident. Who the appropriate authorities are remains unclear. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, the Jefferson County Department of Emergency Management, and the Port Townsend Police Department have all stated they are not involved in the investigation. For these stories and more, check out this week's edition of The Leader on Newsstands Now. This is Lily Haight on KPTZ 91.9 FM.